Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-285-4765 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-285-4765. Again, 800-285-4765.
You're in a good place now. You are listening to Perspectives with Ashley Burgess.
Welcome back live to Live Your True Life Perspectives, and I'm your host, Ashley Burgess. Toxic relationships we're talking about today. So how do we take a toxic relationship and make it into a positive lesson for our life? How do we do it? We often hear about toxic relationships, how they destroyed our life. And you know how a toxic relationship destroyed your life? Because you stayed in it. Because you stayed in it and you didn't learn from it. Because you tried to fight the issue, you tried to argue it, because you had to try to find fault in the other person, but you never figured out why you were in the relationship to begin with. You just found all these other problems, but you didn't figure out any solutions. You didn't go internally to realize how you got there. What's the point of this whole thing? What are you supposed to learn? What's the real reason? What's behind the curtain? This is some powerful stuff, okay? It doesn't have to be a toxic relationship. It's only a toxic relationship if you stay and you don't figure it out. Or if you run from it and you get into another toxic relationship and you go, wow, this one was worse than the last one. You know, or this one wasn't as bad, but there were these issues too. Okay, well, have you ever thought about why you keep getting into the same type of relationships with the same type of people with the same type of problems? Interesting. Okay. Do you think that you could actually have a part to be played in this? Very interesting. And if so, are you willing to look at that part? Because often it's easier to look at the other part that the other person's playing instead of the part that we play. And some of it can be just as simple as the fact that you grew up around this type of reality. You grew up around a mom or a dad that was very similar to your current boyfriend, girlfriend, husband, or wife. Okay? And it's a normal thing. It's normal. Not that it's healthy. I didn't say healthy. I didn't say, this is so great. I said normal. And so often what happens is when things go wrong, which they do in what we call a toxic relationship, we look to define the problem with the other person instead of looking within to determine how we got there and why we're accepting this type of relationship in our life. I mean, some of you got to step back and you go, why am I in this? What am I doing? I mean, why am I accepting this? Why would I accept this? Why would this be acceptable behavior? Why would this be acceptable relationship? Because it's been acceptable in the past. Because you've dealt with it in the past. Where did you deal with it in the past? In a past relationship before that? Where did you deal with it before that? Being raised, upbringing? Remember, like, there's a lot of things that are cyclical, okay? Until we break the cycle, we can't make the changes. And how do we break the cycle? We break the cycle by identifying the pattern, okay? We break the cycle by identifying the pattern. So identifying the pattern is pretty powerful stuff. And if we can identify the pattern to stop the negative cycle, wouldn't that be a positive lesson in our life? Wouldn't that be a big change in our life? Wouldn't that help us graduate into another thought process? Wouldn't that help us take care of ourselves, be better people to ourselves, love ourselves more, understand ourselves more, get more out of this life? Yes! Hence why we can turn a toxic relationship and make it into a positive lesson. So let's begin on talking about how we got into this toxic relationship so I can shine some light on how we can actually find the patterns. Because if we can find the pattern, we can end the cycle. Okay, so why do we end up getting in these toxic relationships in the first place? Well, the first reason is because often many of us don't want to be alone. We'd rather be with anybody than be alone. We'd rather be with anybody, Noriega, whoever. I don't know. I don't think Noriega was that bad, was he? Maybe so. I don't know. But would be with anybody. Absolutely anyone. And I find it very interesting because then we wonder, how do we get into this toxic relationship? Why is this not working? I mean, it's like, well, because you got in the relationship with anybody because you didn't want to be alone. I mean, that's a big wake-up call. And a lot of folks get into relationships over and over and over and over and over again that are not positive, that are not reaffirming because of the inability to want to be alone. And that leads us to the conversation of codependency. Many of us are very codependent. And where do you think that the codependency began? Okay, it didn't begin yesterday. It's not like, you know, 2 days ago from today, you became codependent. Okay, codependency, I think, is a lifetime learned talent. Not talent, a lifetime learned thing. Let's just call it a thing. It's a lifetime learned thing. Okay, and, you know, many of us, we learn this and acquire this, you know, based on watching our family when we were growing up. Based on our relationships with our mom and our dad when we were growing up. Very powerful stuff. We don't realize the power of our childhood until later on in life when you begin to magnify it because you realize that a lot of these challenges didn't start yesterday. They've been with you for basically all of your life, if not all of your life. And because it's been with us basically all of our life, or all of our life, that we are accustomed to it. When we get accustomed to it, it becomes second nature. When it becomes second nature, it's with us all the time. Hence why we find it no matter what. I mean, you know, I've had some stories where, you know, I've had some clients that literally, it's like they had the opportunity to pick or meet somebody, and they literally met a cookie cutter of the previous person. And they don't realize, they look at the cookie cutter, like they look at the boyfriend, and they realize that it reminds them of the previous boyfriend. And then when we begin to pull back the layers of this, they begin to look at the boyfriend before that and realize that there's still some similarities. But then when we kind of pull all the way back, we realize there's a lot of similarities in dad, or a lot of similarities in mom. And you begin to understand where these thoughts came from. You begin to understand why you connect with it. You begin to understand why you're accustomed to it. It's very interesting, very powerful. However, we don't realize the power of the toxic relationship until we actually understand how we got there. I find it interesting with the toxic relationship is it becomes easy to turn the tables. And I agree there's some folks out there that want to take absolutely zero responsibility for anything and everything they do. Not cool. Okay? They want to get away with murder. I mean, not real murder, but, you know, get away with anything. And then they want to make it your problem for doing it. Not cool. And then they don't want to get treatment or help for it at all either. Not good. So it definitely raises red flags and you begin to look at that person as having a bigger problem than you do. Maybe they do if you think about it from that perspective. But also we have a big problem by being in the relationship to begin with. We have a big problem by being in the relationship with that person. How do we get there? How do we tolerate that from the beginning to now? How did we accept that? Why would we accept that? Why would we accept that situation? Do you get what I'm saying? And if you begin to look at it that way, you realize that when we're spending a lot of time trying to understand the other person and what's wrong with them and what makes them tick and getting all the self-help books to define what narcissism is or histrionic is or borderline is or this or that or that, we got to take a step back and analyze ourselves. Because there's a reason why we connected with this energy. There's a reason. But not only is there a reason for it, there's a lesson to be learned, a valuable lesson that can change your entire life. It's something that can stop that cycle, break the cycle by identifying the pattern. And that's what this toxic relationship is for you if looked at in the proper perspective. the proper light. Because when we look at something in the proper light, it empowers us. It empowers us. And it makes it where we realize that there's a reason for this. It's empowering. There's a reason. And the reason is to learn about oneself. To learn and to educate oneself about why we're here and what we're doing. And if we're willing to do that and we're willing to take on that stuff, we're able to identify things about ourselves that we never even knew existed. Sure, it's easier to see the problems in the other person, and maybe those problems are more magnified because they're larger. However, we've got to step back and realize it is easier to look at somebody else, but that's not going to change our life. Reading a million self-help books to identify what's wrong with your boyfriend, will it help you identify that personality disorder? Perhaps. But will it really change you to help you? No. Because unless he's reading the books and understanding that he has it, it doesn't really matter. It's about figuring out where you stand, what you want in your life, and what do you stand for? But better yet, how did you get into this relationship, and how do you and why do you keep dealing with it? When I return, I'll be talking about how people mirror us, even though sometimes they mirror us in more of a pronounced, like, funhouse mirror. It's still mirroring, and it's something that needs to be discussed. Also, later I'm going to talk about the things that we don't realize in these situations, and then later on down the road, the things to overcome. Stay tuned. By the way, check out the Celebrity Perspective on Biz TV, the Celebrity Perspective, the newest talk show with a twist. Live Your True Life Perspectives with your host, me, Ashley Burgess, will be back in. I'll be back this time in two shakes.
Your old dog got a hitch in their giddy up. They may be suffering from inflammation and joint pain. Help them out and give them all natural Precious Paws. It's vet approved and has no dangerous side effects. Get nature's most powerful blend in one beef flavored tablet. It's available on Amazon. Give your dog the relief they deserve. Give them Precious Paws. They do it for you. Check us out on Facebook, Instagram, or go to our website at PreciousPawsHealth.com. That's PreciousPawsHealth.com.
Are you looking for a new show to watch? Love seeing celebrities talk about their real life stuff instead of just hearing like popcorn questions about how much money they made at the box office last year? Don't you like to actually hear real conversations and see your celebrities really talking about real hard-hitting issues? Look no further. The Celebrity Perspective on Amazon Prime. Just search for The Celebrity Perspective on Amazon. If you're not an Amazon Prime member, you can take a 30-day trial and watch the show for free. The Celebrity Perspective with Ashley Burgess on Amazon Prime.
Being a business owner or entrepreneur can feel lonely. Unless your friends have walked the same path, they just don't understand your passion. How many times have you been asked, when are you going to get a real job? And when you finally do make it big, all of a sudden the doubters tell you they always knew you would. Does this sound familiar? You see, at BizBod, we understand the road you're on because we're on the same path. That's why we created a club just for you. Meet other people on the same path you're on and get content that will help you grow your business. All for only $49.95 a year. And if you join today, you can get your first 30 days free with promo code RADIO. This is a limited time offer, so try it for free. And who knows, you might be able to help other members. Simply go to bizvod.com and enter promo code RADIO.
Does your water stain and damage your fixtures? Does it smell or taste bad? Are you worried about what's in your water? Water quality should not be painful and worrisome. Get HydroCare Water Systems from Wave Home Solutions with the most advanced purification technologies. Call Wave Home Solutions today at 1-888-989-WAVE or go to greathealthywater.com. HydroCare will eliminate limescale that causes hundreds of dollars in damage to pipes and appliances without using salt. Well water will no longer smell or stain your fixtures. City water will be purified of harmful chlorine, lead, arsenic, and chemicals. Wave Home Solutions provides the cleanest, healthiest water at every faucet. Satisfaction guaranteed. For more information, call 1-888-989-WAVE, 1-888-989-WAVE, or go to greathealthywater.com. That's greathealthywater.com.
Wave Home Solutions for a healthy, comfortable home. If you're suffering from hearing loss, stay tuned for a special offer from the makers of Listen Clear, a revolutionary hearing aid breakthrough designed by top audio engineers to fit your ear almost invisibly. Right now, you can try Listen Clear hearing aids absolutely free for 45 days. You can also qualify for free shipping and free batteries for life. Listen Clear hearing aids are so lightweight and comfortable, you can wear them all day long. They're practically invisible, too, so others won't even notice you're wearing them. And the best part is, you'll be able to hear almost everything, everywhere. So do something about your hearing loss. Call Listen Clear now to get started with your 45-day risk-free hearing aid trial. This special offer won't be available for long, so call Listen Clear now.
800-716-4650. 800-716-4650. 800-716-4650. We're here 24 hours a day to help. That's 800-716-4650.
Turn it up and jump in the deep end on Perspectives. Now, here's Ashley.
Welcome back live to Liberty True Life Perspectives, and I'm your host, Ashley Burgess. This is toxic relationships we're talking about today. How can you turn a toxic relationship into a positive lesson, a positive learning lesson for your life? I know we often talk about the pain and the pitfalls and all the tragedy about a toxic relationship, but a toxic relationship is only tragic when you stick in it and you don't learn anything about yourself. A toxic relationship is a big-time learning tool that can contribute to really changing your entire life. It can empower you. It can be the empowering thing that you need to get over that hump. And what I call the hump is the cycle, the negative cycle, the cycle that you've been living. When we can identify the patterns of that cycle, we can break the cycle. So I feel like a toxic relationship, if looked at in the right, correct, empowering light, can actually help you to identify the negative patterns in your life that can actually help change your life forever. And I know that that sounds crazy, and I know it's a new thing, but I just figured this out recently, and I want to share this with everybody because I've been thinking about this for a long time, and I've realized from my own life how I was successfully able to transform what I would consider toxic situations, toxic relationships, into very powerful, powerful relationships. And I think it's something that we really need to talk about in today's show. Right before the break, I was talking about why we do it, like why we get into these toxic relationships in the first place. But you think about it, it's kind of both sided here. We get in it because we don't want to be alone, or codependency. We're accustomed of it from our childhood, okay? We're accustomed to finding problems in the other person, too, a lot of times, because we don't realize how we got there. We see them as the toxic one, not necessarily ourselves, but it does take two to tango. Now, like what I was saying right before the break is there is a bit of mirroring. I understand that some people are not able to take, or, no, scratch that, do not and will not take responsibility for anything that they do, any of their actions or anything, and that is not a good situation. And in that situation, you can say one person is more toxic or not able or not going to work to help the relationship. Definitely a big red flag. However, what I'm saying is that we can also mirror each other. There's a lot of mirroring going on, even though one person might be projecting a funhouse mirror that seems a little over the top. And what I mean by that is that, you know, if two people are coming from kind of the same different situation, and there's a little bit of mirroring as well as the fact of like anger or resentment or maybe a personality disorder or what have you. There might be some mirroring there that if we really kind of look into that and we don't judge the other person for just a little while, we don't judge at all if we can, we begin to realize how we might have connected with that. Are there parts of us that are like that? Is there, because all of us have tendencies. There's, you know, we're all part of the whole thing. You know, it's not like we're all independent out there with none of the same personality traits or anything like that. We can all have some of that. And so some people might be mirroring us. They might be more codependent. It might be more obvious. Okay, they might be more insecure. It might be more obvious. They might be more narcissistic. It might be more obvious. Whatever it is, but if you can understand that without judgment, you begin to understand perhaps a little bit of the learning tool of what we're supposed to learn, but also what we need to learn about ourselves. So what are some of the things that we don't really realize when we're in this type of toxic relationship? Okay. The first thing is that to realize that they themselves are not the problem. You yourself are not the problem. You are the solution and they are the solution if you realize it. But I'm not talking about the solution to necessarily stay together solution. The solution instead to understand the value and to understand oneself. And that is the true lesson. Okay? And that's what I'm talking about. It just staying together ain't going to make the relationship work. Should the relationship be together? Probably not. Because both people need to learn about themselves. Both people need to take some time out and figure out what makes them tick. How did we get here? How are we playing the cycle out again? And where did this cycle come from? Why did this feel so normal to me? Okay, and that's a big consideration. Why did this feel so normal to me? And that's something that you really want to think about because it came from somewhere. It started somewhere. You know, one of the biggest things that I find is that instead of like trying to learn from the situation, we want to change the situation. We want to fix the situation, but we want to start fixing the situation by fixing them. Okay? I'm going to fix them. There's something wrong with them. We need to fix them. But we're not on this planet to fix other people besides ourselves. Okay? And I found that when we go within and realize, hey, you know, it's not about fixing them. It's about fixing me and figuring out, not just fixing me. It's not about fixing. It's about awareness. Who am I? What do I stand for? What's important to me? What do I love? What do I value? Do I love myself? Can I love myself? Can I unconditionally love myself? What does this mean? And all these things need to be taken into consideration and understand very fully until really trying to bridge the gap with someone else in a relationship. Because someone in the relationship has got to understand themselves pretty well. If we don't, and we're both going in with a lot of baggage willy-nilly, we're going to continue to have the same problems over and over again. I'm sure you've had a friend, maybe yourself, who was in a relationship, got out of a relationship, got into another relationship, and the same stuff started happening again. It was like the same type of deal. Well, it's not that the person that they got with is the same person. It's just that the baggage that was brought into the relationship from both sides is very similar. The relationship, the baggage was never figured out, and so the relationship never had a chance to be healthy because the unhealthy baggage was not actually gone through and prioritized by the individual who owned the unhealthy baggage. We can only break the unhealthy cycle by identifying the pattern, and that's what these toxic relationships are there for. It's not that the universe hates you. God must hate me. Oh my gosh, God must hate me because I'm in another horrible relationship. It just shows you that I'm not cared. I'm not cared for. Is that really the case? Or is it the fact that you keep going down the same path with not taking into consideration anything from the past, not dealing with any of the baggage, going into the same type of deal, not changing the cycle, not understanding the cycle, not seeing the patterns, not being aware of it, finding all the fault in the other person, and ending the relationship, and then before learning about self, jumping into another relationship, and then in a few months wondering why that's not working. Okay? Very valuable information. I think also a very interesting thing is that they are teaching us, and what we learn depends on what we've learned about ourselves. Okay, so these relationships and the individual, even though the individual might not be taking responsibility for their situation, they're teaching us. A good example is if you're with somebody that you have to over explain all the time with. And I just did a video; it's on YouTube right now. It's about stopping over explaining. And I think that oftentimes a lot of folks who are in what we consider toxic relationships are constantly over-explaining themselves because the other person doesn't understand them, the other person finds fault in what they're saying, the other person doesn't want to understand what they're trying to say, and there becomes like this whole cluster, and what happens is the other person is over there over-explaining the whole time, and then the other person's devaluing them, and it becomes this constant toxic cycle, okay? But think about it. Isn't there a lesson to be learned here? Even if you're the over-explainer, especially if you're the over-explainer, okay, especially, what is the lesson that you need to learn? What is that lesson? Well, why are you over-explaining? What makes you feel as though you have to over-explain? Why do you feel like you have to explain yourself to your blue in the face? Why can't you have your own thought process? Why can't you have your own creed? Why can't you have your own balance of power? Why can't you have your own mission statement? And why do you have to explain it to other people? Okay? And to think about that, have you always over-explained your entire life? Is this something consistent in your life that you've had to do over and over again because you feel like you have to do it? If that's the case, then why? Where did this start? Did this start at childhood? Did this start with mom and dad? Where did this begin? Because this began at an early age, and it made you feel as though you have to deal with it. It made you feel as though you have to explain yourself. And so to me, this toxic relationship and this having the need to over-explain because your spouse, girlfriend, boyfriend doesn't understand is a big flag to say, hey, why am I doing this to myself? Why do I feel like I have to do this? Why do I feel like I have to go down the road of deep explanation when I know in my heart what's true? I know my truth. So why do you feel like you can't explain your truth? Why do you feel like you can't be honest with your truth? I find it very powerful when we begin to examine our situation, we begin to realize where we are diffusing our power and where we're actually struggling, and some of those struggles have lasted a lifetime. If you haven't already, check out my YouTube channel. Go to Ashley Burgess. Just search on Google. You can put Ashley Burgess. You can find it, or you can search YouTube and then put Ashley Burgess. New videos every week. Stay tuned. Live Your True Life Perspectives. We'll be back this time in two shakes.
If you're 85 or younger, would you like peace of mind and comfort for your family? We're Final Expense Direct with an urgent message for you. The average funeral today costs over $8,000, but the most you'll get from government benefits is $255. How will your family pay the difference? We can help. Our senior plans start as low as just a dollar a day and pay up to $30,000 for a funeral and other final expenses. Peace of mind is easy. There's no medical exam. You'll have lifetime coverage, and your plan can't be canceled as long as you pay your premiums. Call now for free information about our senior plans. Answer a few simple questions and receive approval right on the phone. Plus, call right now and we'll give you a discount prescription card for free. Call 800-569-3414. That's 800-569-3414. Again, 800-569-3414.
National Funding Group has just released $100 million in easy access small business funding to businesses that gross at least $100,000 a year. You can have fast access up to $500,000 in new business capital in as little as 48 hours. Think about the ways you could grow your business if you had up to a $500,000 cash infusion. Call a NFG funding expert now. The process is easy. It only takes about 5 minutes. Then our management-owned lending team looks at your application for a fast approval. You can get 100% funded in about 2 days. If you need up to $500,000 in working capital to run your business and you gross at least $100,000 a year, call NFG and apply today. 800-296-1564. 800-296-1564. 800-296-1564. That's 800-296-1564.
Does your water stain and damage your fixtures? Does it smell or taste bad? Are you worried about what's in your water? Water quality should not be painful and worrisome. Get HydroCare Water Systems from Wave Home Solutions with the most advanced purification technologies. Call Wave Home Solutions today at 1-888-989-WAVE or go to greathealthywater.com. HydroCare will eliminate lime scale that causes hundreds of dollars in damage to pipes and appliances without using salt. Well water will no longer smell or stain your fixtures. City water will be purified of harmful chlorine, lead, arsenic, and chemicals. Wave Home Solutions provides the cleanest, healthiest water at every faucet. Satisfaction guaranteed. For more information, call 1-888-989-WAVE, 1-888-989-WAVE, or go to greathealthywater.com. That's greathealthywater.com.
Wave Home Solutions for a healthy, comfortable home.
This is Jake Busey, and you're listening to Perspectives with Ashley Burgess.
Welcome back live to Live Your True Life Perspectives, and I'm your host, Ashley Burgess. Talking about toxic relationships, how can we turn a toxic relationship into a positive learning lesson in our life? I know, that's a big deal. I don't know if anybody's ever talked about this on the free earth planet, right? But we're talking about it right here on Live Your True Life Perspectives because you can actually make it happen. But you've got to be able to look at things and not judge things negatively before you fully understand them. Toxic relationship can be a very big gift if understood properly. Because a toxic relationship only has to be toxic as long as you stay in it. If you're willing to figure out what's wrong and you're able to understand where you got there and how you got there, and you learn about your past from it, powerful stuff. You might actually become friends after it's all said and done. I'm not advocating staying together, though, in some relationships. Some relationships, maybe you can begin to figure out what's wrong on both sides. It can be very powerful. Maybe you can actually get together and work together and power up together, go to therapy together, get healthy together, and move on. Some of that's not going to happen. Some of it might. But in the process, you're going to learn a lot about yourself. And the process is going to change the whole dynamic with you. The things that you've been harboring, the negativity, the stuff that you've been dealing with, you can actually overcome that if you allow it to be. So let's talk about that. Before we actually get right there, I want to bring up one last thing. Reminder, people don't change unless they want to or unless they have to. And so even though you might want somebody in your life to change, the only person that you can help change is you. And when you begin to realize that and incorporate that into your daily life, it's powerful because you realize, well, you know what? It's not, yeah, is it about them? Yeah, do they have some issues? Sure, but is it about me? Yes. Can I change anything in the situation? I can only change myself. And if I look at it from that perspective, that's very powerful. Because other people, when you begin to change, will either change because they're actually going to follow you and they're going to actually see you as a leader, or other people are going to rebel and fight. Because they don't like the change. Because they like the fact that you were codependent. They like the fact that you were enmeshed. They like the fact that there were no boundaries. Okay? When there are no boundaries, there's a lot of codependency. No boundaries is a problem in any relationship. And oftentimes, we started our life with no boundaries. Maybe mom and dad had no boundaries. Maybe there was a lot of codependency. Maybe there's some anger and resentment there, okay? There's a lot of stuff that we have to look at, but this toxic relationship and the toxic relationships in your life are a big-time identifier into what you're truly dealing with and what you can do to overcome. So let's talk about that. What are some of the things to overcome? When you're in this toxic relationship and you're looking to actually create this as a positive life lesson instead of just another failed relationship, is to realize when you're trying to fight to stay together, even though it's not healthy. You know, oftentimes we try to fight to keep the relationship together. However, in reality, we need to be fighting to figure out who we are. We need to be fighting to figure out what we need to do to better our life. We need to fight for our own sanity. We need to fight to figure out how to, you know, unconditionally love ourselves. We need to actually do things for us that can be very powerful for us. We actually have to put ourselves first and understand that in order to unconditionally love the other person, we have to unconditionally love ourselves. But that could take a long time to understand how, because if we've never done it, that's something we have to learn. You know, one of the other things that we want to overcome is to stop being codependent. Codependency, and I think a lot of us learn that from a young age, codependency and not learning about ourselves. We care about what the other person thinks about us. We care about if the other person loves us. We care about if the other person cares about us. Not about if we care about ourselves, not if we love ourselves. It's always about the outside world. Isn't that interesting? What do they think about me? How do they feel about me? It's like caring about what other people think about you. Is that really where you want to be at? To me, I don't find that in a very powerful scenario. I find it in a very unpowerful situation. I find it in a very unpowerful, kind of odd situation. And I find that we get there because we really haven't learned anything about ourselves. We haven't become powerful. Because in order to become powerful, we have to actually step back and realize that until we understand ourselves, we're powerless. Powerless to find happiness until we agree that it belongs and sticks with us. Powerless to understand that. And it's not that we're powerless. We've just chosen not to have it. We've chosen not to see it. We've ignored it. We've chosen to care about what other people think about us more. We've chosen to think about staying in this relationship more. We've chosen to look at this. We've chosen to look at that. When in reality, we need to be looking at ourselves and understand, why have I chosen not to look at myself to love myself? Why have I chosen not to get to know myself on a very personal level? Why have I chosen not to see myself clearly? Why have I chosen not to do the personal work, but I've chosen all these relationships with all these different people that's been a very similar cycle each and every time, some less bad, some more bad, some even abusive possibly. Why do I continue to go down that road? Why do I continue through this cycle? Well, it's because we haven't learned about ourselves. We're not willing to take the plunge. We're not willing to spend the time and take the plunge on learning who we are and what's going on. Do you see what I'm saying? Even if the other person you believe has a personality disorder and you've read all the books on that, that's good that you've read the books and you're educating yourself, but again, you're educating yourself on them and not you. Do you see where the irony is? I'm going to educate myself on them and not me. I'm going to educate myself on that. Is that the proper way of doing things? I don't think so. Is it the way that many of us have always done it? Yeah. It is. We've always thought about the other person besides because the codependency. We're always thinking about the other person because we're scared to be alone. Do you see what I'm saying? Very interesting stuff. And so, yes, I agree that understanding a different type of personality disorder, something is very interesting and enthralling and you can understand, but unless they're willing to educate themselves on the situation and do something about it, what does that mean? It means that we haven't looked at ourselves. It means that we're trying to educate ourselves on their problem and not look at what we're dealing with. It's like we'd rather look at all these other issues instead of look at ourselves. And that, to me, is a very powerless place to be. Because we have to look into ourselves to do a full evaluation as to who we truly are. A full evaluation of what we stand for and where we want to be. You determine your life. No one else does. You determine your life. Nobody else does. And when we realize that, we understand that, it's very powerful. But we have to realize that. We have to grasp that. We have to understand that. Okay? Very powerful stuff. And I find it very interesting because when we understand that, we begin to realize that we have some investigation to do of our own life. It's like we have to do an archaeological dig on ourselves. When was the last time you did an archaeological dig on yourself? Never. Well, I'm telling you, if you're prepared and ready, you're going to find some cool stuff. You're going to find some stuff maybe you're not all happy with, but isn't it better to deal with it now and to be able to see it? I mean, and is it really going to be that bad, or are we just kind of making a mountain out of a molehill? I think a lot of times we devalue ourselves and we feel bad about things that we just need to just deal with and look at head on. And I think when we do that, we can really understand that this relationship, even though we might consider it toxic, is a godsend because we're able to see things clearly because we realize we're back in this thing again. We're back in this situation again. Why? Because there's a lesson to be learned. You will continue to get lessons over and over again in this universe until you actually learn them. You will get these lessons over and over again because at one point in time, you're going to have to learn the lesson. At one point in time, you're going to have to accept it and understand why this is coming into your life again. But if you're not accepting it and not looking at it, you're never learning for what you need to learn. It's very powerful stuff. Very powerful. And it depends on how you deal with it. It's only as powerful as how you actually look at it. It's only as powerful as what you give the power to. You see what I'm saying? And so if you look at this relationship and realize, I don't have to judge it as toxic. I need to judge it as a learning tool. I don't have to stay in it. But I do have to understand how I got here. And if I can understand how I got here and I can piecemeal it together, I'll learn about myself and I'll educate myself so I don't fall into this trap again. Check out the website, AshleyBurgess.com, AshleyBERGES.com. And live your true life perspectives with your host, me, Ashley Burgess, will be back in. I'll be back this time in two shakes.
Help your aging dog regain their flexibility and mobility they had when they were young. Give them all natural Precious Paws hip and joint relief to reduce inflammation and feel better with no dangerous side effects. Works for working dogs and injured dogs too. It's vet approved and available on Amazon. Give your dog the relief they deserve. Give them Precious Paws. They do it for you. Find us on Facebook, Instagram, or go to our website at PreciousPawsHealth.com.
Are you dealing with a spouse who you suspect or has been diagnosed with borderline personality disorder? Are you unsure of what to do and feel as though you're walking on broken glass? Need direction to proceed with your life? I specialize in working with BPD and the victims of it. Go to AshleyBurgess.com, click on the contact page, and send me a message. I'll respond within 24 hours, and we'll set up our first session together so that you can get some true and authentic perspective.
I live alone and rarely have visitors. So when I slipped and fell in the kitchen last month and couldn't get to a phone, I knew I was in trouble.
Help!
I could barely move.
Help!
I tried calling for help, but no one could hear me. As I lay there, I couldn't help but think of my kids and grandkids having to go on without me. I was terrified. It took 8 hours for my neighbor to find me. It could have been the end of me. That's when I knew I needed Life Alert. With just one press of this button, I'm connected to the Life Alert Center, where I can get the help I need, even when I cannot reach a phone. With Life Alert, I'm never alone.
Call 1-800-414-1958 for your free Life Alert brochure. That's 1-800-414-1958. 1-800-414-1958. Call for your free Life Alert brochure today at 1-800-414-1958.
As a small business owner, there's one word that you absolutely dread: payroll. For small businesses, it's a big burden. You may think you're saving time and money doing it yourself, but come on, are you? Timesheets, processing checks, calculating taxes, a total waste of your time. Paychex simplifies payroll processing, saving you time and money. Submit your payroll online, fax it in, or call your dedicated Paychex payroll specialist, and you're done. Learn more at trypaychex.com. Come on, do the math. The IRS dishes out 8 million penalties a year. Make one mistake and you're on the hook. On average, you're losing nearly one business day every month doing payroll. That's time and money you'll never get back, unless you get Paychex. More than 500,000 small businesses already do. Call 877-649-5324. Trade payroll pressure for peace of mind. Call now. 877-649-5324. That's 877-649-5324.
Life insurance is one of those things that just about everybody needs, but few people actually have. Hey, if you die unexpectedly without life insurance, guess what? You'll leave your family with even a bigger mess.
Life insurance will help replace your family's income. It'll help cover burial expenses. Life insurance can even help pay off debt like credit cards and medical bills. Life insurance can even pay for college. And if you own a business and you die, life insurance can help your business from collapsing. It can even help cover estate taxes. Life insurance has never been more affordable and needed. Plus, you can always shop around even if you have a plan and save some money. So call the Life Insurance Quote Line right now for free pricing information.
800-915-9658. 800-915-9658. 800-915-9658. That's 800-915-9658.
Does your water stain and damage your fixtures? Does it smell or taste bad? Are you worried about what's in your water? Water quality should not be painful and worrisome. Get HydroCare Water Systems from Wave Home Solutions with the most advanced purification technologies. Call Wave Home Solutions today at 1-888-989-WAVE or go to greathealthywater.com. HydroCare will eliminate lime scale that causes hundreds of dollars in damage to pipes and appliances without using salt. Well water will no longer smell or stain your fixtures. City water will be purified of harmful chlorine, lead, arsenic, and chemicals. Wave Home Solutions provides the cleanest, healthiest water at every faucet. Satisfaction guaranteed. For more information, call 1-888-989-WAVE, 1-888-989-WAVE, or go to greathealthywater.com. That's greathealthywater.com.
Wave Home Solutions for a healthy, comfortable home.
You could be my luck.
Get in here. You're listening to Perspectives with Ashley Burgess. Be safe and sound.
Welcome back live to Live Your True Life Perspectives, and I'm your host, Ashley Burgess. We're talking toxic relationships here tonight. So how do you turn a toxic relationship into a positive lesson in your life? How do you take a toxic relationship and turn it into a positive lesson in your life? Right before the break, I was talking about how we're not judging it, but we need to make a real evaluation. We need to understand who we are and how we got there. And the only way that we can understand that is by taking a step back and not looking at all the problems with the other person, but analyzing, how did I get in the situation? Where did this cycle begin? Am I ready to break this cycle? Am I ready to see the patterns? And as you step back and you realize the patterns in your life, you'll begin to understand it very clearly. And then you have to realize, how do we get better? How do I get better? Now, most toxic relationships are not ones that you want to continue to salvage. It's a learning lesson. Perhaps you came together to understand this together in some other dimension. But the fact is that it's not about staying together for the ego. It's about understanding that it might not stay together at all. But what did you learn? But what did you learn from being in this relationship? What did you get out of it? And I think that is powerful. I think that is what we want to look at. And I think that is where we actually grow and learn and understand, hey, this is what I've been through. This is the cycle. This is the pattern. But I'm willing to move on. And I'm willing to understand how I got here. Okay? And I think this relationship, even though perhaps toxic, is such a positive stepping stone to reevaluating your life and understanding more about yourself clearly. Okay, and when we begin to take out the toxicity, like when we take away toxic relationship and we say teaching relationship, so we go from toxic to teaching, all of a sudden I think you begin to step back and you realize, you know what, it's not all happening to me. I can leave at any time, but I'm going to choose to try to learn some stuff out of this before I exit, because I know if I exit stage right like I did last time and I jump into another relationship, I'm not going to learn anything. Okay, so when we realize that this is a teaching tool, right, instead of a toxic relationship, we can actually look at it properly. And then we realize that there really is no toxic. It's only toxic if we stay in it and not learn about ourselves. Very powerful place to be. So if you're in a toxic relationship right now, or you've been in a toxic relationship, or you've been in and out of toxic relationships, think about it. Think about that relationship, or think about the current relationship you're in. What are some things that you can think about that got you into that relationship? Is this a cyclical thing? Have you seen patterns of this? Okay. Does your spouse, girlfriend, or boyfriend remind you of anybody from your past, your mother or father? Okay. And most of all, our stuff goes back to childhood to some degree. And not all of it, but a lot of it does. Okay. A lot of it does, because we were so young when we were children. And we looked up to our parents like gods. Okay? We didn't know what was healthy or unhealthy. We didn't understand that. And so I'm saying to you, don't fault yourself. Don't hate on yourself. Don't anguish. Don't upset. Don't lament in a negative way, but look and say, okay, now it's time for me to do what's right by me. And I need to really take my life into my own hands and learn about who I am. I need to take my life in my own hands and find out who I am. I need to do this, and I need to do this properly so that I can understand properly who I am and why I'm valuable. And why did I find myself in these situations over and over and over again? And how can I make those changes? And what can I do? Does that make sense? And I find it to be very interesting when we actually accept these things and understand, we begin to reevaluate what toxic means. We begin to reevaluate the work we're doing in our own life. And we begin to find acceptance, but we also begin to find answers to questions. The toxic relationship to me is a guidepost. It's a guidepost that something is not right. There's something off. There's something off in the universe that we have to fix. There's something that we need to fix. There's something that we need to deal with. There's something that we need to get right with. Are we ready to get right with it? If we're ready to get right with it, and we're ready to accept it, then it's a very powerful state of being. It's a very powerful place to be. It's a place that empowers and inspires instead of makes us sad and angry and resentful. It's a place that really guides us and helps us and prepares us. It's a place that explains answers that we didn't have answers for. It's a thing that actually helps us to understand the value within ourself. And when we begin to realize this value, and we begin to realize that we aren't the toxic relationship, it's just a guidepost to help us realize that we have a lot of learning to do, it opens up a whole nother chapter in our life. Wouldn't you rather learn and love and embrace than regret? And if you use this toxic relationship appropriate as a learning tool and a positive learning tool, and you take the toxic and turn it into teaching, you can have that. You can learn from it. And what I'm saying is that I have taken some relationships like that, and I have become friends later on in life. Just wasn't meant to be in a relationship, but we learned a lot together. And anytime you learn a lot together, that's a chapter. It's a powerful chapter. And if you can sit back and begin the conversation in a positive way, I think you got to begin it with yourself and understand that and take some time reaching out to maybe a therapist like myself, a life coach like myself to help you to put this stuff into place and to examine it. You can come from a very powerful position and recognize who you are on this planet and use your power for good. You deserve to be happy. You deserve to make yourself happy. You deserve to radiate happiness from within. Gratitude from within. Unconditional love from within. Not needing it from another person. And it's great to have it from someone else. But it's even better to have it from someone else when you already have it within yourself. That's what I consider powerful. That's what I consider amazing. As we're coming to the end of the Live Your True Life episode tonight, remember, it's about breaking the cycles to identify the patterns. Once you're able to do that, you become more powerful as you understand yourself. When we become more understanding of ourselves, we realize that we begin to love ourselves, and in that, it impacts our life forever. Live Your True Life Perspectives with your host, me, Ashley Burgess, will be back in. I'll be back this time in three shakes.
The opinions you hear on Biz Talk Radio are those of the hosts, callers, and guests, and do not necessarily reflect those of this station, Biz Talk Radio, its management, or advertisers. The information on Biz Talk Radio does not constitute a recommendation, offer, or solicitation to buy or sell any product or service. If you have any questions about Biz Talk Radio, contact us at 817-274-1609 or at biztalkradio.com. This is Biz Talk Radio, America's home for business talk, online at biztalkradio.com.